Later this month, Egyptians will vote in their country's first truly competitive presidential election. Campaign billboards line the highways. Candidates are debating each other, speaking on the stump, and making the rounds of political talk shows. And as Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo, Egyptian families are hosting their own informal debates.
The normally slow traffic in Cairo becomes even more jammed up than usual on Friday and Saturday nights as Cairenes pack into their cars to go on family visits. It's common here for people to meet with their extended families on a weekly or biweekly basis, usually at the home of an older relative. In the upper-middle-class neighborhood of Heliopolis, a collection of aunts, uncles, and cousins meets in the fashionably decorated living room of 79-year-old Zaina Hamza. Before last year's revolution, she says these family gatherings were just a chance to catch up.
Talk about everything, about expensive food, whatever you think about, anything.
But since then, the conversation has changed. Her granddaughter, Norhan Osama, is 20 and studies law and English.
The conversation were completely different about now. We never talked about politics. Never, ever. Yes, never, ever about anything. We weren't interested.
There's no doubt they are interested now. Political sociologist Saeed Sadiq, who teaches at the American University in Cairo, says these family get-togethers have been a key outlet for political debate in the 15 months since the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak.
In Egyptian families who were not usually interested in politics and they were only interested in daily events and entertainment and things like that, politics became very important because it began to affect their lives, and now they began to feel that politics are important.
Sadiq says the family meetings often reveal the gap in opinion between younger and older generations. That gap exists in Hamza's family. Her granddaughter, Sally, won't support any candidate with ties to the former regime. But Sally's mother supports Mubarak's one-time foreign minister, Amr Musa, who is among the frontrunners. But in this upper-middle-class family, there is some common ground.
Sally, but at least all of us agree on one thing. That none of us are voting for the Islamists.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And I'm veiled, by the way, so no.
But some 15 miles outside Cairo, in the economically distressed village of Sakhil, posters for Islamist candidates on the sides of dilapidated apartment buildings showed the community's support for more conservative leadership. To get to the home of Hayat Ahmed Dawood, you have to step around huge holes in the dirt road. Men are using cell phones for light as they dig the village's first sewer system. Inside Dawood's home, she and her sister Hekma, both in their 70s, preside over their meeting of adult children, in-laws, and small grandchildren. Many in this family support the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, Mohamed Morsi, because they want a president who plans to bring Islamic values to the job. But others in the Dawood family want a more secular candidate. Their support for Amr Musa here, as well as former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq. Even though the debate can get a bit heated at times, Hekma Dawood enjoys the exchange of ideas.
Before, people could not talk, but now everyone has an opinion and has freedom. It is very good. The country is better than before.
Political sociologist Sadiq says the revolution has put Egypt through a crash course in political participation.
And in the last 1 year and a half during this transition, the Egyptians are learning everything that they didn't know about politics, from how to write constitution, what is a constituent assembly, what is a free election, fair election, all these things that did not exist.
The Hamza and Dawood families may not agree on which candidate to support, but they do agree on one thing. They're all planning to vote. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.